I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is a new 21 Pilots song. And it sounds like we might have an anthem. There we go.
I love those guys. I didn't know their deal, but I saw them live, and they were unbelievable.
And somehow, even in the quarantine, they've managed to come up with a quarantine song. It's been, and I love that they also, you know, level of concern, overwhelming feelings of concern,
right,
are sometimes the case. I mean, this is, you know, this is a song I can relate to on many levels of concern. So we're going to play that all day today, throughout the day, every 2 hours or so. I think it comes up again at 11, right? There it is. And I guess there's a new video out, too. I haven't looked at the video yet. I don't think it was released until just now is when all this happened. But there it is. Brand new song. It's been getting teased for a bit. And you're hearing it first on Alice. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, they're kind of new to me. But seeing them, they owned that Alt 105 show that I went to. I mean, owned it. They closed the night out
it.
And they were unbelievable. Like, really... really did a great job. Impressive.
Rock stars.
All right. So do we have anything to do or do I go to text?
No, please. We
care.
Have
text number is 800-400-3697. We collect these throughout the day. We try to get to them in a timely manner, but most of them end up getting read in the 9 o'clock hour. So here's what you had to say. Speaking of getting old, I filled out the census and had to face the fact that the ages in our house are 61, 59, and 87. Yikes.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's how it happens. There you are just living, and suddenly you're turning 51 on Saturday or Sunday.
The census really got lost in the COVID shuffle, didn't it? Normally you hear so much about it, and you got to fill it out, and everybody get that in.
Yeah, it's a big deal. A big part of money is spent to make sure that we fill that out.
Right.
So
it depends on how you fill it out. That depends on how much money your area might get or schools
right.
in your area or whatever. It's important. We need to respond to the census. Did the deadline already pass? Or?
I hope not, because I didn't do it. Maybe my wife did it. I don't know.
It's not hard. Got to get it done.
Yep. Oh, boy. Yep, my druggy neighbor business is still open. Different people every day at his house. Well, the people got to get
dealers.
The things they need to get through their day.
Right.
So
that's not always something you can stock up on. It's expensive, the drugs, you know. Plus, the more you have, the more you do. So.
Sarah's right about the difference between a mountain and a hill. They are different. Starting that unit after spring break, second grade teacher.
Oh.
All right.
That any better?
So far, we'll see.
Okay. Apparently, I'm overmodulating, Vinny.
Oh.
Did you hear some static, Vin?
From I did hear
feed?
A little static, but you know.
It's funny. I've been hearing it from Vinny's feed. That you guys aren't hearing that?
No, I'm not hearing it from Vinny's feed.
I mean, it's you know.
I heard it from Bryn's feed.
Oh.
And yours. Yeah.
We're all out on extensions here, so.
Luckily, it's the last break, so.
I know. Whatever.
It is Thursday of week 4 home broadcast shows, everybody.
Woo! It's Thursday.
Yep.
Thank you, Morgan.
How about reporting how many people are recovering from the virus instead of how many are dying? First of all, we're not doing the death toll count on a regular basis. for that reason. But second of all, they don't even know.
No. Nope.
That's the problem. The testing is so badly representing the amount of people that are sick or the amount of people who've recovered. It's not, I don't think that United States or any place for that matter has been able to get really accurate numbers.
Right. But so many people are just completely undiagnosed.
Well, I already told you, I'd go get tested right now just to get it over with. Let's
wouldn't
see
it be nice
up.
For all of us to get, right, exactly, to know whether or not we had it or whether or not it was in our house. Hey, just really quickly, Furry wants to wish her son, Vanny, a happy quarantine 17. Mm. Our friend Furry, she has some kids here. I can't believe Van, her youngest, is 17. Crazy.
Go, Shawty. It's your birthday.
Party like it's your birthday. We're gonna drink Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Across the street from me is a little league field. The groundskeeper allowed some parents and kids on the field. I went over to say, I'm pretty sure these are closed. And he said, I volunteer for Little League. What are you going to do? Call the cops?
So she called the cops.
I guess. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, if you're asking me if I'm going to do that, then now you're asking for it.
Well, now that you've brought it up, maybe I will right here on my phone that I have on me.
Vinny's right. I live in BFE Tracy. That's not my name. Okay, ha ha ha. Love
it.
You guys.
I thought you were just some chick named Tracy who lives in BFE. I almost said it.
Good morning. Hey, Vinny, do you remember saying I have crested the top of the mountain? No. Do you
what
remember me
were
saying
you trying
that?
To crest? I don't remember saying that.
Police officer here working at a testing site in San Francisco and listening to you on
radio.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening. If you're streaming us, we really appreciate it. Please, even if you're not listening, just turn it down. Leave the stream going, would you? Thank you.
My coworker says, let's touch base 50 times a day. Yes, I'm still going to work.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the whole touch and base thing. Like, enough touch and base. Like, quit touching my base. I'm serious. I'm getting uncomfortable with it. Leave me alone. If I got to be alone, at least leave me alone. Stop it. God.
It's my birthday. Shout out to all the others having shelter-in-place birthdays. We'll celebrate when this is over.
That sucks, you know, especially young people who still appreciate their birthdays. Us old people were like, yeah, fine, forget about it. But kids would go out and have fun with their friends, or somebody throws them a surprise party. It would be a real surprise if you had a party tonight.
I wonder how cheaters are working double lives now. LOL. Love you guys.
Oh, wow. I wonder if there's a lot of that, like the discovery, you know?
It's just work. They have to touch base 50 times a day.
Well, I would think if you're trying to not get caught that you'd have to just turn that off until...
Right.
Well, sorry, I forgot to charge my phone.
Unless the heart wants what it wants.
Well,
now.
Doesn't it always? You know, that's the thing. If you're sheltering in place with one of your families and the other, so you're just like... Oh, I can't get a flight, hon. I found you one. Hop on it.
Oh, my. Yeah, I don't know. That's
the other family's like. And then that third family, Jesus. There are people who have that. It's crazy.
408 says, I love Isla. She's such a girly girl. Yeah. Yep. Girly girl all the way.
Yeah. Little dress out.
Yeah, when I went out there, she's under a blanket watching a cartoon. And with her hair all messy from having just woken up. And I'm like, you want to sit, you know, you got that song where, I got to change. I can't. I'm like, okay.
All right.
Whatever.
No problem.
It's way easier for me to go back in there and finish my show. Have a good one.
Back to her not getting that there's a million people waiting to see her.
Right.
What? There's just the other three people. What?
Some people wrote in. It's so scattered. they were talking about how my friend may have gotten tipped off to the fact that the markets were looking at dark days ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know how he knew, but either way, he knew and saved himself.
Somehow, good for him. Oh, good for him. Meanwhile, the rest of us are worth half what we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, da-da-da-da, like this in the background.
Good for you.
What impact do you think the lack of pollution is having on our weather pattern?
Oh, that'd be interesting. Maybe
someone is Someone is saying, I believe you can freeze your 401k.
Oh.
If you knew to do that. I don't know how. I didn't even look
Isn't
into it.
Worth what it's worth? How can you freeze it?
I don't know. Honestly, like, oh, here you go. Regarding the stock market, China bought tons of American stock in January to try and prevent a world recession. Vinny's surf buddy probably heard about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, we're busy doing stuff when we hang because we're surfing, so we're doing that. But I didn't get his reason behind it, and I certainly wasn't going to do it based on a two-minute conversation while out in the water.
No.
I just went, nah, I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. Everything seems to be going fine to me.
Wahoo. I'm going to catch this wave.
Right. I love
that's some heavy chit-chat there. I'm going to meet you on the shore.
A little too deep, yeah. I love Randy Newman's songs. When I remarried, my 12-year-old daughter and my husband danced their first dance to You've Got a Friend in Me.
Oh,
yeah, you've got a friend in me.
It was very touching.
Very. That's so sweet.
Yeah. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
I like his voice, too. He's just a...
Right. We are on a solid Moana Frozen and Frozen 2 loop at our house. Our one-year-old loves the music.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great music in a lot of the Disney movies and a lot of the Pixar movies. I mean, they are, you know... Yeah, there you go.
It calls me and no one knows how far it goes. Stays behind me. One day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know.
Vinny, the Vatican streams live for Mass and for Easter. It should be streaming at 5 a.m. I asked the missus just a second ago, is our place? And she goes, yeah, yep. We're going to watch Easter Sunday right here in our house in the computer. 281 says, Osteen is the worst. Osteen?
Osteen.
Yeah, Joel
Osteen. I'm like, what? I'm not. There will be nothing religious happening at my house this weekend. I was kidding about wanting to watch Kanye West.
What do you mean, Sarah, you don't know about Mary Jane? Didn't you just say you sold a bag to Scott?
I didn't sell it to him. I gave a bag of weed that we have because our friend gives us these huge bags of weed. And then we're just, you know, I would never sell it. That's illegal. Our friend, listen, it's a long story. So, like, this guy had cancer and he's also a master gardener. And so he grows like the best weed ever, and then he tries to get rid of it. He doesn't even smoke it, so he gives me this gigantic like trash bag full. I'm like, all right, thanks.
You got a trash bag full of doobie weed?
Yeah, and for $100, if you get my car out of impound, I'll give it to you.
Good one.
Thank you.
Not falling for that a second time, punk.
You don't want weed anyway.
Whatever. The point is, that was the most humiliating thing. I had to go home to my friends and say, you can't believe what just happened to me. And as I told them, they laughed and laughed and laughed until it dawned on them that the rent money just got given to some derelict in downtown San Diego.
So you're trying to tell us you don't have money for rent this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was going to have weed for all of us.
Unbelievable. I love T-Mobile, says 925. I switched a couple years ago on your recommendation and couldn't be happier. Thanks.
Oh, good.
That is
nice.
Good.
Yeah, we talked to Steve Carlton. Was that his name? Guy from T-Mobile telling us what they're doing to help out the community and help out customers. It's nice.
He's the new CEO, right?
I think so, yeah.
Like, I think he took over and
because they just merged.
You're right. Sprint and T-Mobile have merged. Exactly. Which that was in the works forever. You can imagine the Sprint people have been waiting for that. You know, can you imagine the gray cloud hanging over that building?
Yeah.
Well, you're saved by the pink, everybody. Good news for you.
Yep. I got my T-Mobile pink on today.
Oh, you do?
Oh.
Yeah. What?
I wore it on purpose because I knew we were talking to the T-Mobile people.
Oh.
I didn't. It's a coincidence.
All right. Yeah, I didn't. You've been wearing the same sort of tannish sweatshirt for a few days, so I didn't even notice you changed. Look at you go.
I had one yesterday. I had my blue one on yesterday. I only have five sweatshirts, so there's only so many, and that's what I'm wearing. It's either that or a robe. I may go to a robe pretty soon. Just to change it up, you know.
Really?
I need something to get my hands into. My hands are so freaking cold, but I need my fingers to type.
Vinny, the stock market's poised to break 24,000 today.
All right.
That's the Dow. Yeah, I did look, and it looks green.
Lovely.
I don't know how, but...
I know.
Yep. Oh, look at it right there. I just pulled it up. 23,957. It's close.
Great. What was its max? Was it at 30? Oh,
we were at 29, I thought. Did we hit 30?
I don't know.
I don't think we hit 30, but either way, it seemed to be breaking records every couple weeks for a while there.
And then it broke records in its fall.
Mm-hmm. Yay. First of all, long time listener for 21 years. Love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful you're doing the show from home. As I don't know what I'd do. Hey. Anyway.
Well, thanks for listening to us. I have to say that, you know, I don't know what I'd do with myself if we didn't have this job.
I found it. As I don't know what I'd do without you. About the sex talk, my mom sent my sister and me to our oldest sister's apartment. She's a nurse to teach us about it all.
Oh. Way to pawn it off on your kid.
That's surprising.
Well, maybe she's used to giving the talk.
I got talked to at school. My parents didn't talk to me about it at all. It was what I learned was at school.
Yeah, fourth grade, we had that sex ed class where they split the girls into one room and the boys in the other, and they told us all about our periods. I'm like, what? What's going to happen? Mom, with all her sex talk, didn't tell me about that.
You didn't get to hear about that part, huh?
Yeah, well, I was only in fourth grade, so I don't know how old you are, 9 or 10, right? And then I didn't get my period until I think I was a freshman in high school. It was like forever from then.
14, freshman.
Yeah, I think I was a 14.
One of the trippy 13. Things, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but on Ozark, there's a moment where one of the girls is like, I cannot go home a virgin. Right. I have to make this happen. And I assume that's for a different reason than why I was so interested in getting naked. I don't even know what her... I guess it's just wants that off her.
Her friends, virgin. I think. All
yeah,
her friends.
She's the only virgin left or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Dudes are doing it because they're getting led around by their mini brain.
Right. It's almost like robot. Like, right. Just must do...
I'm just the life support system for that.
Right.
I eat. I keep it walking around. I'm not doing any thinking.
How terrible, though. I just, as she described, that she wants it done and she wants it over with and she wants it to be with someone that she'll never have to see again, I thought.
Yeah.
Ah.
Mm. Yucky.
God.
You know, kind of a bummer.
That's not the way I would want it to happen for anybody.
You know, I think I'm a little bit ahead of you, but oh boy, some stuff going to go down. Damn.
Like,
I'm not going to tell you. It's all spoilers, but I can't wait to tell, you know, once this thing is over and you and I can actually talk about it. Oh, boy.
And speaking of, I've got Survivor saved up, so I'll get to that today. so that we can get into it tomorrow.
Right, tomorrow, 6 a.m. Do your homework. If you haven't watched it yet, watch Survivor today or tonight. And then 6 a.m. Friday is when we... That's it. We don't care about spoilers. We've announced that that's when we're talking about it.
Previously on Survivor.
Anyway, thanks for your text. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break and we'll be back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. I do miss you guys so much in person. We're going to have to, I guess maybe we'll just bow to each other when we see each other again, but I really wish I could give you a hug.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity to stay on and continue to do this from our homes and stay safe as well. But no doubt it's a different deal when we're all together in one room and the energy is there for us all to feed off of.
And the drive in, the drive home, it's all part of that routine. And, you know, it is a pleasure doing this show with you. And it's a pleasure having you listen. If you're listening every day, we totally appreciate it. I hope you can feel that coming through your radio waves or across your stream that you should never turn off. Radio.com, everybody. Hashtag stay connected. Stay connected to the stream, I think is what they're getting at there.
Oh, hey, before we tap out, I had mentioned to you guys that I'm going to start doing a little music show on Alt 105 on Thursday nights. And we're not going to start tonight. It'll start next week.
Okay, but Thursdays at 7 p.m. starting next week.
And it's going to be music intensive. So as much as I normally like to flip on the mic and do my thing, it's mostly going to be songs. So if you tune in, expect to hear music, okay?
All right, perfect. But that'll be nice, a little peek into your enthusiasms.
I'm psyched. I like it. It's going to be fun.
No, it's great. I think it's a great fit, actually, too, for you to be on Alt 105. Somebody asked me yesterday I was live in the kitchen with John, and someone said, so what are you and Vin breaking up? I'm like, no, we're not breaking up. He's going over to do an hour specialty show. That's, you know, part of his, you know, music is part of his enthusiastic life. And, you know, they're a sister station. They're
right
one floor below where Nicole is sitting right now.
And they basically found the only way I'm ever going to mention them is for them to put me on. So
right. That's
otherwise, I know we're family, but we're also in competition.
Absolutely.
And we need to win.
This was very clever. This was very clever of our boss to have you do this, because we will be talking about it. Are you kidding me? I'll be listening to it. We're going to pull clips from it. It's going to be
no,
great.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yeah, we are. Kidding me?
All right.
Me?
That'll be fun.
All right. Listen, you guys, have a great day. Hopefully it doesn't rain on your head today and the sun comes out and makes you happy and warms your soul. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow, which will be Friday, all the live long day. See you then.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.